Bro, that's it was like one of the first segments I created.
Oh. Hmm. I did not know that. No.
Yeah, but let's go! Fuck the show, man! Damn.
Web like, bro.
Bruh.
Oh, I got some things to say, Web.
I'm gonna say again, bro. Kevin Samuels is a very interesting man. Videos are addicting, though, I have to admit.
Who is this?
The Kevin Samuels dude.
I'm a porn star. He watching.
Well, that's not a porn star. I'm sure it's not a porn.
That's what he called you, Kevin.
Recorded already, Web. Oh, shit. See, that's okay. He's asleep.
Wake up.
You're so late. Tune in to another episode of Cardinal Web. It's actually gonna be a continuing show. They getting on my nerves already, so this is gonna be pretty good.
Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, are we canceling Derrick Jackson part two?
It's not
done.
Is it though?
Yes, it is a question.
It's not a question.
It's very a question. Hey, this got so good, I got Mr. Watch It Tone himself to come on the show.
He had to speak his truth. He had to speak his truth.
Hey, bro, I'm getting on the subject. Because
he had to speak his truth.
Look, it's because if you heard the bull that Webb and this dude over here, Mr. Wilkes, was talking, they was talking crazy. I got some clips.
Y'all sitting here talking about how, you know, people doing one thing and then another. Let's talk about Jada. Let's talk about Jada and Will. We done talked about this so many times.
Jada and Will is a little different because Will said they were on a break. She didn't cheat. That came out of her.
Quits. You and I were going through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And we decided.
I was done with your ass.
Yeah, you kicked me to the curb.
I was done with you.
Yeah.
Marriages have that, though.
Yeah, we basically, we broke up.
And then what did you do, Jada?
Well, you know, I think from there, you know, as time went on, I got into a different kind of entanglement.
With her, he
had a book to sell. Of course.
Hold on, wait. He went to her, told her everything. He said if he even ever winked at a chick, he told her about it.
After it came out.
It don't matter.
Why you didn't do that before, though?
What you're not giving him credit for is this all happened behind closed doors. He didn't have to go public about this. Y'all would have brought
it. It was brought to the public before he went public, though.
So you can't respect the man for his courage and his bravery
to come to the world with that. But I can respect him more if he owned up to the mistake right after the mistake, not because it's brought to the limelight.
So before we start, we want to tell everybody, viewer discretion is advised. So if you got old folks, sensitive ears, babies, put them away. Cardinal Web is an adult show. We're going to have adult content. It's going to be an adult conversation. So please put them away. Again, I didn't even introduce y'all. Y'all know my boy Rob Wilkes. That's LR. You know what I'm saying? And then you know I got down below Queen Lex, Sexy Lexi.
Hey y'all.
And filling in for Big Sin.
Huh? Watch your what?
Yeah.
Watch your tone. You know we in here.
So
you got
y'all, if y'all haven't, huh?
Nothing.
If y'all haven't been following the DJ situation,
stop abbreviating this man's name.
What's wrong with it?
Put some respect.
Wait, come on. He already abbreviated his name. Why you gonna change? Like, this man took a Jackson and made a J-A-X-N. Why
his name is Derrick Jackson. Derrick Jackson.
Derrick Jackson, aka DJ. They had a second video
out. Wait, what?
Said she was pregnant. She was pregnant and she got an abortion.
The girl on the phone. Heard that.
That man is toxic. His name needs to be Derrick Deshaun Jackson.
What? Go crazy.
Derrick Deshaun Jackson. That's his toxic ass name. His whole toxic.
Why Deshaun Jackson?
Right. I know.
I just feel like, I mean, I got a cousin named Deshaun. Shout out to him. He's not that.
Every time she knew something we ain't know, I thought she knew a Deshaun Jackson that was just out here like Derrick Jackson. They happen to be brothers or something. I don't know. But
y'all see the clip of D-Jack, you know what I'm saying? It seems like this dude got something to say, so we're gonna let him go first.
No, this ain't how it's gonna start. Because I want y'all to clear up the air.
Clear what air?
I feel like y'all need to let people know why y'all chose to protect this man.
It ain't protecting, bro. It's looking at it from a different
perspective.
He was gonna say lens. He ain't got his glasses on, so
But we're not protecting him. More importantly, is we're trying to get people to look at it from a different lens. Oh, and secondly, you know what I'm saying? Everybody deserves a second chance, brother.
Different lens. Second chance. He got second chance, or is this the third one for him? This is the third chance for him.
Can you tell me how many times he got caught or something? Do you know that information?
Let me tell you something that he did say.
Exactly. No one knows the details of what happened.
Mr. Jackson said, 9 times out of 10, if you cheat and you get caught, it wasn't the first time you didn't cheat.
He said that himself.
Who said that?
I just watched the video today. I know.
Mr. Jackson, why you trying to call up
every other man trying to put females on notice, trying to let them know what they man out here doing, talking about. So if he cheated once, 9 times out of 10,
he admitted it's true.
Is that what happened?
He admitted it's true.
So talking about, if he's on that man,
he is canceled in my book. Man,
I'm not saying
stick a fork in him, he's done.
Y'all wasn't canceling Jay-Z when he cheated on Beyonce.
Oh, here we go.
Y'all wasn't canceling Jay-Z. He did the exact same thing. Made a whole song about cheating on one of the finest people in the world, but y'all don't want to cancel him though.
Fall back off, Mr. Carter, please. Okay, let me come in and save it.
Hello.
You're protecting the cheater?
Can I just say something?
Y'all done got me hot now. I'm hot already. We just getting started.
Situations here.
Oh. Correct,
Tom. Let me tell you something that Mr. Jackson did that Mr. Carter didn't. He took advantage of women. Mr. Jackson manipulated these women. He made these YouTube videos where he tried to put females on notice, no pun intended, about certain things that a man do, and he end up doing the same thing, but in the same breath, he used these situations and these scenarios to get close with a woman. You know what I'm saying? He used these situations to break down this woman walls to have her feel vulnerable in a sense.
Preach, brother Tom.
I'm gonna make you feel good. You hear me now? Stop playing with him. What's wrong with him? I don't know how he protect this man.
So, what you telling me is,
Hold on, let me say what I was going to say now.
Go ahead.
All right, now the difference between Jay-Z and Mr. Derrick Deshaun Jackson is that...
That's going to be his new name, y'all. Yes,
that's his new name.
Derrick Deshaun?
Is that Derrick Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun is his middle name, okay? Okay. So the difference is that Jay-Z is not a relationship guru. He's a rapper. He's an artist. He's a businessman. He's not a relationship guru. He's not selling books, telling men how to love their wives or telling women how to do it like Beyonce or whatever the case may be. I'm just saying he's not doing that. Now, when the albums drop, because I know that's where you're going to go with, when the albums drop, you know, B dropped the Lemonade album, and then he came with the 444 or whatever. Now, those, to me, I'm going to just put it out there if it ain't already obvious. I'm a huge fan of both of those artists, but it was like therapy. No. It was like therapy for the both of them. She put out her art, he put out his, and he apologized, and they renewed their vows, they reconciled, and they moved forward. It wasn't no them coming in front of the public, holding hands on stage, talking about, yeah, my man cheated on me, y'all, but I took him back, And yeah, I cheated, y'all, but you know, I love my wife. It wasn't none of that. I mean, it was all in the music.
Y'all gonna let me get my word.
Wait, I was just I was gonna agree with that. Y'all gonna let me, you know what I'm saying? They didn't wait to, you know, here, not that they didn't wait, but they worked on their relationship first. And then they addressed it everybody else in a sense of, hey, we just both gonna drop an album and we gonna let y'all know what happened. And y'all could, you know what I'm saying, make y'all, you know what I'm saying, conclusions from there.
Mm-hmm. And then they came together, not to interject, they came together and they did a joint album, Everything Is Love.
There's no comparison on no whole versus.
It's Derrick not.
Jackson. We don't need there's to put them two in the same category.
Oh, no, y'all not about to get y'all shit off and don't let me get mine. This ain't that. This ain't that. Now you said, how do you compare D-Jack and Jay-Z, right?
It ain't no comparison.
It's not. So
hold on. Famous line that he made famous.
Who?
How the chick in the game wearing my chain. Who said that, Rob?
What does that have to do with anything?
Jimmy, sir.
Right.
Jay, what you mean?
Who's my name is home?
Right. So my guy was glorifying that he had the baddest chick in the industry wearing his chain, right?
Correct.
And then next thing you know, you're going out and cheating on the hottest chick in the game wearing your chain. You have the top echelon woman and you didn't praise her in so many songs. They didn't did the Bonnie and Clyde duet, made it seem like they was an unstoppable duo. Next thing you know, I didn't interrupt you. All of a sudden, I cheated on you, babe. I'm sorry. Oh, here comes Beyonce and Lemonade. All of a sudden, both of them putting out singles, talking about the scandal that they did, but y'all get mad at D-Jack for putting out a book.
Listen, I'm not mad at the man for getting his point. I'm not mad at him.
But you still have to comment on that though. So like that's the comparison. So now that there's a comparison, now you see why you can do that, and now you see why you can't.
It's not a comparison.
What he's saying is that both of these men use their platforms, which was making money. To help out a cause that was going to have benefit him and his wife. There, Jay-Z did it. Derrick Jackson is doing it right now. So how are you gonna let Jay-Z go and then try to say you're gonna cancel Derrick Jackson?
Because Jay-Z was not, he wasn't.
This can be a ruse, y'all. This can be just something that's going on. That's what I'm saying. What details do y'all know? All you know is that this man came forward and what's name and these women is coming out, whatever. Like, cool. Even if it is true, it doesn't matter. Like, well, it does matter. I'm not gonna say that. I say that I'm not gonna cancel him. His wife is doing it, and him is doing it. I feel like the right way. You can. This man, yes, he stepped out, but she's forgiving him. They went their way with their relationship, and they are moving forward. That's what I think should happen after something like this happens. Just don't take this man and throw him to the side.
The difference is though, Jay-Z and B did what they did to continue to build on their relationship. Derrick Jackson and his wife did what they did to save his relationship, quote unquote. And when I say quote unquote, huh?
It happened a year ago though.
Right. But do you think because she's just addressing this in public, bro, right? So all the scrutiny, all the you know what I'm saying, the comments, all the things that's being thrown at her right now, she's living with that right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying
whereas they did this to save their relationship is because he felt like, okay, I need to address this because this information is getting out. There was nothing that came out as far as Jay-Z. I mean, it was a little story that came out or whatever that supposedly he was sleeping with XYZ model or whatever, but she didn't come out and do no kind of, you know what I'm saying?
She made a record though. That's like
the lady.
Oh, you're talking about the lady.
That's what I'm saying. And that's a difference.
But that's part of the Me Too movement, though, because you got to think about it. When people like that come out, they are selling stories to TMZ or they're selling stories to YouTube player people to make money, bro. So, of course, she see that, oh, it's a scandal out here. oh, it's about dude that I was messing with. Oh, let me tell my story too and get some chips too.
But it still don't compare in a
sense. It hurts her.
I don't think so.
This man manipulated women.
He definitely
preyed on these women.
It wasn't just
like no, like because it's like you got.
But his message wasn't just to women, bro. His message was to
his men. His message was to women, but it was bashing men.
But it was.
But his message is null and void at this point because he's not practicing what he preaches.
It was bashed. I mean, rightfully so. The man that, you know, said
that was doing it.
Right. Rightfully so. So
if you was doing it, you like, damn, dude, coming at me hard. But if you wasn't doing it, you like, damn, he's freaking. Or you could have took it as, you know what, that is me. I need to better myself. Like, damn, he talking about me.
But it's all about how. But okay, in that video. Old girl showed that, okay, the one with the pregnant, you know what I'm saying? He walking out. Clearly, he just smashed the chick, and then he want to walk and do a video trying to give somebody some kind of relationship advice, and you sleeping with another woman, leaving another woman house with her whole crib in the background talking about some what? Come on, bro. You can't respect that.
You can't. It's true, though.
What did you mean?
May I chime in?
Just because, first of all, if this is Atlanta or anywhere else, if you know Atlanta, if you know them southern places, all their apartments look the same. Hello,
you protect.
Wait. Hey, Rob, Texas. How many apartment complexes all look the same?
Yeah, it's like a whole.
Oh, so it's easy to say. Oh yeah, you see the white pillars when it's like 7 miles of apartment buildings with white pillars.
Look,
it was a house.
I'm not an FBI agent. I'm not a private detective, but I know 1 + 1 = 2, motherfucker.
So she say I got this, I did this with D-Jack, blah blah blah. Her word is automatically overrides.
Please tell me, how are you standing up for somebody that says, how do you have sex, or who that says he had sex without having sex? How you have sex without having sex? Yeah. How do you have sex without having sex?
They say
that. What kind of ways,
Tony.
He said and the thing is, in his whole little apology video where he wanted to have his wife sit there with him, first off, I don't care. She should have put something on. Like Charlamagne said,
that's your perspective, though. Like,
I thought she was going to do the busted challenge.
Maybe she wanted to do that. If that was her choice,
I heard like, with the two, because maybe she felt like she didn't need to look good for his apology. Whatever.
She talked about it afterwards as well.
You're not gonna be having.
She did.
No. She said she wanted. It was her choice to do that. It was like it. Like,
of course, she go. You see all the heat she taking right now, bro.
She was gonna take heat, girl. She got heat for staying with him. She got heat for coming on the thing with a bonnet. She got heat for not leaving him.
You know what she
getting heat, period.
You know what she wouldn't have got heat for? Go ahead. Tell her, Lexi. What she wouldn't have got heat for? Huh?
If she would have been cute. If she would have been dressed up.
She would have left his bum ass. What you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
Let me chime in real quick.
Everybody. Everybody wants her to leave him, but she's staying true to her word. Yes, he fucked up and messed up his vows, but she's still staying true to her vows through thick and thin, and we dragging her, but yet still we praising Lori Hart.
Listen,
and that's the thing.
I am not dragging this woman for staying with her husband. I actually commend her for staying with her husband, and this is all facts, okay? What I don't agree with is that this man is still, I don't know if he's still doing it, but these text messages came out afterwards of this second lady talking about, you know, how she was pregnant, and it was him basically begging her to keep the baby and how he wanted to be with her and all of this stuff. But you have a wife. You have a wife.
But Alex,
if she would have left, I wouldn't have been mad at her.
But Alex, just because, first of all, I'm against abortions, so I wouldn't want to get rid of my child. If I messed up, I gotta face you as my wife, but I also am bringing in a seed into this world, so I wouldn't want my child to be aborted either. So I feel that. But this is all, your key word was. This didn't happen over a year ago, and Now it's coming to light. He didn't have this.
And you want
to
know why?
Why you think they can make the video and she can take all this backlash now? Because it's nothing nobody can tell her that her husband didn't tell her already.
Exactly. They have been through it. She talks very religiously. She talks as if they've been through their war already. She understands what has happened. She's accepted what has happened.
She left the house.
And she said
I guarantee y'all the shit that she's displaying is not really how she feels. We use social media as makeup, bro. We use social media to hide who we really are, right? Not us, not me in particular, because what you see is what you get, goddammit. Like, but let me tell you how much of a clown this man is. Because not only from what he did as far as sitting there with his wife, having her sit there through the apology, which she ain't have no reason to really be there. She ain't fucking sleep with them other women. You know what I'm saying? She ain't have to be there to hold his hand. Literally looking frightened, looking scared, looking all timid, looking like ain't your mama, huh?
But anyway, why are you doing this woman like that?
I'm going in. I don't care what. But anyway, if that's how she wants to feel, now she got to look even more like a clown because this clown has made a reaction video of his own video.
Bro, that blew me. I was like, you went too far,
what
bro.
What are you talking you about?
That took the narcissism to a whole new level. Like, bro, you really finna react to yourself? You gonna react to the video you made.
Reaction video? What are you talking about, bro?
Like, I saw that, bro. It was entertainment. It was entertainment. And if anything right now, he's an entertainer and he's doing his job. I'm going to say that. It was very entertaining because I was appalled. I was like, wow.
Right.
I didn't watch the shit. I saw his face looking at the video of him and his wife. And then I saw the link at the top in the caption with the book. I'm good. He's canceled. He's done. I am good.
I'm not saying I
agree with Webb, you know, as far as, you know, like I am happy she's staying with him. Like I agree that they trying to work it out. But for how long do you think he's learning his lessons from his, you think he learned from his mistakes? Because from everything that he's showing, it don't seem like he's learning from his mistakes, bro. It don't seem like he's trying to grow and build his relationship. It seems like he's trying to grow and build his business. He's trying to build his personality. And sure, maybe in the same sense, he's building up his woman personality too, because she's gonna make money from it. But all the money in the world ain't gonna really, like, what?
But only they will know.
You're right, only they will.
But in a sense, we gotta look at it from the business aspect.
I just want you to say a nigga wrong. That's all I'm trying to get.
He's wrong. We already admitted that he's wrong. What I'm trying to get people to see is stop slandering this man for one, running his business, two, for something he didn't already did, and three, using his trials and tribulations to earn more income, because other artists, other video vixens, other rap artists all have done it. Tell all books. Albums, they all have done it. So why
that, I agree exceptions? With
y'all made the exceptions for certain artists and certain people, but y'all won't make an exception for Derek Jack, because this was something that was close to home where people were watching videos. But yet still, prime example, Superhead did the same thing. She admitted was sleeping with numerous people sucking penis and made a book about it and outed everybody in the book about it. Okay, time out.
First of all, the reason why I, Alexandria, aka Queen Lex, will not give Derek Jackson a second chance is because he was doing all of this in the midst of selling. Before it hit the fan, he was cheating while he was selling us these books and telling us women like myself, that, if a man is doing this and if a man is doing that, he don't want you. And I want, and now I know why he knew all of that, because he was doing the same thing.
Was it bad advice?
And honestly,
was it bad advice?
And that's why, that's why I don't support him. Because, bro, he took advantage of women.
Okay, y'all.
He took
Alex and Tone, I want to ask
he
y'all
took
a
advantage of a situation where it profited him financially.
Alex and Tone, I want to ask y'all two questions. Y'all listen to Future? Yeah. So when March Madness come out, he was talking about sipping lean and all that bullshit. Y'all was listening to that, right?
Bro, I don't really hold on.
I'm just asking you a question.
You gotta answer.
Did y'all listen to Future?
Y'all know who that nigga is.
I know who he is, but I was just like, I feel like he was talking about real sisters. When he was talking about, you know, March Madness and Cymbeline and all that, he was promoting drugs, right? And you, I know you don't promote drugs, right? Alex, you don't promote drugs, right? Well, goddamn, he don't sip an ounce of alcohol, drugs, or anything, but he's promoting that to our youth, but y'all still support him, right?
No,
I'm not listening to future. This is the first time, bro, it's totally different though in the sense of like, this is why I'm like, bro, stop trying to protect this man so much. I get what you're saying, but in the same breath, bro, he's wrong on all levels because of the way that he moved, bro. The way that he moved and he's continuing to move. Like, I don't think what you, personally, is their relationship. We all feel the same way. Like, fuck it. If they relationship, let them be who
they do
are.
What they gonna do.
From us as viewers, people who, you know what I'm saying, probably listen to Derek Jacks and got his books, all that stuff. Like, I'm just saying the man is wrong. There's no way you can sugarcoat that. There's no way you can hide that. We should not be trying to protect that. The man is wrong. He took advantage.
Period.
And he don't care.
Tom, we already
He don't care. That's all I'm saying.
We already came to the agreement that he was wrong. What we're saying is, he shouldn't be canceled because he wasn't the first to do this. That's what we said.
Yes, what he did was, one, how came, I'm looking for both sides. Wrong, I don't, this man made money. He manipulated the system. That's all he did. He saw what people were watching.
Now
he saw
that
avenue.
I'm just saying, so he saw something, this is media. This is a YouTube personality. So he knew like, okay, cool. If I do this and talk about this, I'm going to get, and what he probably did, one of these sitting in his car one day and it got hits. Cool. Let me keep doing this. And let me go down this avenue. So he took this personality, whatever. And he, boom, he did it. Yes. I made my mistakes, but you know what I mean? I made my mistakes again. I'm not saying what he did wasn't wrong, but he did manipulate a system and he made money off of it.
Hey, it's a biggie pack what Rob said. Because you said he used the Lord. And I'm not saying, so my pastor that's watching this, I ain't saying all y'all. But what did Creflo Dollar do? He used the Lord to buy him a jet. Hello, what about he used the Lord to buy him a Bentley.
No, that's not the same thing.
Bro,
he used the Lord talking about like,
That's not the same thing.
That's what I'm telling, fool. He ain't listening. He's not listening. He said he started going to church, bro, like that was the reason that caused him to start cheating.
Bro.
No, he's not. Wait, what?
God used you in many different ways.
What are you going to?
No. What? Tony, listen to me, y'all. Listen to me. God can send you through some stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not all going to be positive. He's not going to walk you down this guiding, this glowing brick road. He's going to send you through some shit. You're going to go through some stuff. And then when you come out of it, like, damn, I was really fucked up. So I really messed up. So
you can't tell me that, bro. That's like you telling me, okay, I went to the store and I stole a bunch of stuff just because I started going to church last week. Like, wait, what? Are you telling me that's okay? That's what you just told me.
I want to know. You got to show me here or whatever, but where this man used the Lord to support what he did. He used the Lord to say that he
watched the video, Mr. Rob.
My understanding was that him and his wife used religion to guide them out of what they did.
Right.
That's what I got from
out
it.
Of what he did.
They used
Jesus to get back into a better place.
That was my understanding.
That's what I got from it too.
I cheat,
But
I cheated. You gotta forgive me for cheating.
That's not true, Alex. What you make that face for? That's not true. You told me that's not true.
No, but you said I agree.
No, what Webb just said, if your man cheat on you, aren't you, I know it's a process, but at some point, aren't you supposed to forgive him?
But you just said if your man cheat,
I said hurt
your man. Let me say this. When it come down to me, if I forgive you, you should just leave. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because especially if it's a recurring thing. Like, Derrick Jackson, he obviously wasn't with just one woman. He wasn't just sleeping with one woman. And so that makes the womb a lot, you know, more, it adds more salt to the womb. So I just feel like I'm going to be detached at that point. Like, my emotions is not in this. Like, you're going to have to do some, fair, you know, something. We got to really, really work through it in order for me to really forgive you. But my thing is this. If the shoe was on the other foot, now let's be honest, and I'm the only woman here tonight, but if the shoe was on the other foot and his wife cheated on him, what was that?
Go ahead.
But if his wife had cheated on him, and I've heard this many a times from different men, y'all don't stick around when y'all get cheated on. If y'all get cheated on,
because we know all three of us in this video, all three of us. You stayed around, Rob?
Oh, stop it, Rob. Stop.
Y'all see, that's what I mean.
I didn't know Rob for 15 years. Rob, Will, Daryl, Webito,
depending on the situation.
So why are you defending this clown of a man?
I'm not defending him, but like being canceled.
If the shoe was on the other foot,
he's leaving her. I'm telling you that.
He would have left her. He bounced.
But like I'm saying is like you're deflating the woman for doing something that we all aspire to do. We supposed to be doing that. Find this woman, find this man that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I want to do thick and thin. And when you get married, and it's a whole lot of other religious stuff to go with that as well. When you commit to that, that is a commitment. So when you gotta go through everything and all that other stuff, that's just what you have to go through. And again, I it's a rough road. I know it is. But you have to. It's about doing what you have to do to get through it. So even if you gotta like, cool, we gotta go in a room and I gotta sit there. You just gotta get your licks. Da da da. I gotta go. You know what I mean? Whatever y'all gotta do to get through it, then that's what y'all have to do. And then it's move on. We gotta keep doing this. That is a relationship.
The forgiving phrase is more of now you're doing anything to make her, to reassure her of her spot, her comfortability. So he had to probably go 6-7 months without having sex, leaving his phone unlocked, leaving his GPS location on. But if he wants his woman and wants to prove that he is for her, he has to do that to reassure her. And he had to do whatever in order to keep his marriage. Because after that, after the whole tell-all, getting it off his chest, telling her everything, now you didn't tore her down. Now you gotta rebuild back up.
But okay, how much bullshit would you really stick through?
Everybody's different. There's a conversation after all of that. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm not gonna just jump in. Like, I'm not just no. That's that. Talk to me. Like, we need to figure out why, or like, what did I do go wrong, or what was going on,
and then we can
go from there.
But that just touches. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
I was just gonna say, maybe people will say men are weak because we don't want to stick through after a woman cheat. Like, our pride is too hurt. We ego bruise, all of that jazz. Like. But like the thing is, like, how much bullshit would you know what I'm saying, go through before you realize, okay, this is not what it, you know what I'm saying, need to be, or this is not what I thought it was gonna be, or like, you know, this isn't gonna better. This not gonna get any better. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
you think they can't get any better?
I'm not talking about their situation. I'm just asking, like,
generally.
Everybody, yeah.
Like, I mean, since y'all said, you know what I'm saying, sticking around or knowing how to get better, because this is not the only couple that we're going to talk about on Caught in the Web that's going through some stuff, because, like, we're talking about a situation getting better, and we just had the whole Quavo and Sweetie. You know what I'm saying? Got worse.
Wait, let's watch the video. Let's watch the video.
But they situation didn't get worse. If you read the caption, that happened in 2020. The elevator situation happened in 2020. They just broke up.
Yeah.
So they were having issues in their relationship that they were keeping private, obviously. And then they just broke up.
Yeah, I don't think that was the one. I think people are trying. They're trying to cancel Quavo for this.
No, they're not. Quavo.
They are trying to cancel Quavo.
Quavo getting support on both sides, bro.
I understand that, but they're trying to cancel him.
From the women, I mean, from the men, and then the women are trying to cancel him because they.
I've seen both sides, but I feel you.
I won't cancel Quavo. Okay.
You do?
No, I don't. Not from that video, based on that video, because what I saw from that video, this man didn't put his he pulled her, but he didn't like punch her. He didn't slap her.
He was not.
But I mean, we don't know what happened outside of the elevator, other than we saw Sweetie swing on Quavo.
She tried to steal the Call of Duty joint.
Yeah, she tried to grab that bag or whatever. But you know, he was trying to get that bag, and he just pulled her on there like, nope, this is my bag, ain't happening. Whatever case may be, you know. At the end of the video, he didn't help her up, but he politely waited for her to get up, and she fake stumbled off of the elevator like she was hurt. I thought that was fake. But myself, like, honestly.
That's why I want to go back to what we was talking about with the whole Derrick Jackson situation. Derrick Jackson was doing it to sell a book, to get profit for his wife, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever profit they was trying to generate from that whole little situation, right? Because that happened a year ago. Right? I don't know the date.
About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
So here's the thing with Sweetie and Quavo. They both have an album coming out. This benefits both of them.
Since that
incident happened a year ago, right? Quavo and Sweetie. So this is that happened a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Now who thought to go to this particular elevator? Go through all the time frames, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what?
I'm gonna sell this one to you.
Come on now.
It wasn't just somebody recorded off their phone. They sent the whole tape to ZMZ.
I have a question. Did Quavo and Sweetie break up before Derrick Jackson came out with this? Okay, so I think what happened was the breakup was supposed to keep it up, right? Derrick Jackson dropped his stuff and was like, oh. This nigga took control of the media, and they was like, we need something else. And so they just threw that out there. That's exactly the order I seen. I was just like, yeah, this.
Hey, Rob and Tom, no, because we've had many conversations on and off camera. I have been calling this out for the longest. Celebrities use conflict for sales. I've been saying this for the longest. Everybody, Tom hopped down my throat when I say D-Wade did it. Tone hopped down my throat when I say Jay-Z did.
That was his child, bro.
The timing was perfect, though, bro. You still have to admit that.
I'm not going to never play with no child and who they
I feel you, bro. I feel you can feel all that way, but I'm still saying it was a situation that arose and it was brought and light was shined upon it, and then something to sell or promote came behind it, bro. And it's always like that, bro.
Timing is everything, bro. Timing
like, so,
is like oh, y'all don't believe in coincidences, huh? Y'all believe in that?
What's the little dude named that with Jada? He dropped the album and he had a song called Entanglement.
Entanglement. That's what he don't even got a name no more. He just Entanglement. That's what he
is. I fell for Poe August, man. Let me tell you. I just wanted to lay his head on my bosom. Take care of him.
Yeah, he's talking, but he brought it out. And we talk about Will and Jada, right? He brought the whole him and Jada thing out. Jada brought it to a bigger platform. And next thing you know, Entanglement became the most looked up word ever. Next thing you know, he dropped a single.
We Googled this.
He dropped a single of Entanglement. And next thing you know, he dropped the album.
Hold the phone.
You can't defend. Don't defend this man.
She's about to defend it.
I'm not. He dropped the album before he dropped that single Entanglement. He definitely did.
But the situation came right before.
I'm not saying that what you're saying isn't true though, Webb, as far as celebrities using conflicts for publicity moves and money. I'm not saying that because it wasn't a coincidence that he had did his interview with Angela Yee, and then she did the Red Table Talk, but right after his Angela Yee interview, right after August Alsina had that interview, even in the interview, he was talking about the album. His album was dropping. This album, I think it had like 20-some tracks on there, and it was pretty expensive.
That album didn't drop till after Jada's.
No, it had dropped. It dropped before. Yes, it dropped before her Red Table Talk. Yes, it did. Cause he was promoting it when he was on the interview with Angela Yee. Yep. Y'all good over there?
I'm like good.
So in our hands, we have witnessed not only relationships that have benefited off of because we talk about two relationships now that's benefiting off conflict, but yet still we canceling DJ, right?
The only reason I'm canceling DJ and I'm standing on it is because this man was in the middle of selling, you know, and promoting all of these things to women, saying, oh, well, know your worth, and if a man does this, and a man does that, and he's this, and this is how you do this, and then the third, he was doing all of that in the midst of his infidelity. Like,
Lacey, Jeezy was promoting, talking about purse by the pound, but
he's not.
Hold on, wait,
We're talking about relationships and you jump into Jeezy and drugs.
Jeezy and drugs.
What?
We're talking about Jeezy and drugs. But then still, he's paying for his college. He's paying for his child college graduate or top college tuition. Like, you can't preach something and then do something completely different. And then you talking about canceling D-Jack because he made money off of giving relationship advice and then he cheated. But then you got Jeezy. You got other artists talking about, I got drugs this, I got drugs that. But yet still, you going and you paying college tuition for your kid. You ain't paying college tuition with drug money.
Bro.
You not.
Bro. But the whole thing is right now, you doing so much work to back this man up.
Because
but you,
y'all
no, it's not. It's not. Regardless of you talking about canceling this man, okay, we get that. You don't want to cancel this man. But still acknowledge the fact of all the shit that he did, one, and two, like the things that his wife is probably going through where you feel like she okay because she sat in that video with the bonnet on and you thought she said she forgave him, that we should forgive him too.
No, bro,
like,
this is bro, over a year. It's over
fuck
a year.
That
I can see if that's
fuck Dan Jackson.
And I would be too quick. I'm like, no, you know what? It's too quick. This is over a year ago. I'm pretty sure they didn't have this conversation. She already said she didn't left the house. She left it for months. So yep. Still, she didn't went through all that. But yes, so y'all saying, oh, she on camera, she look like she going through it.
So you don't think
she look like
she so you don't think that she's gonna relive some of this stuff, right? Because that's a trauma. Right. That's a traumatic.
Hey, don't put that on anybody though.
So what is trauma?
Huh? But we might not know what she's gone through.
Right, but so but that's what I'm saying. You're so key to back this man up. But you're not thinking about what this woman is actually going through. But since you don't have to really think about that, because this man is able to vocalize himself and still be a clown ass nigga making a reaction video and shit to himself, you feel like, oh, we shouldn't cancel him. No, bro, we should make his ass, you know what I'm saying, put him on notice. That's all I'm trying to say. In so many words, we putting him on notice, and that's all I really want to do here.
He's canceled. He's canceled to me. I'm just it's the narcissism for me.
To R. Kelly?
Yes.
You don't listen to no R. Kelly.
That's kind of hard.
That is kind of hard.
Hey, I went on this one, bro. Because I don't get. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
So many songs for people.
Who's not stepping when you hear R. Kelly? Who's not stepping?
I ain't stepping in the name of love in some years.
Who's not stepping when you hear R. Kelly? Bro, come on now.
The happy people.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't do that either.
Wait, you ain't stepping. Wait, come out. You telling me you not stepping? You not stepping? You from Chicago? You from Chicago?
I don't fuck with Lil Durk. What that mean?
But you ain't stepping
when you hear this song. Lil Durk?
You ain't stepping when you ain't stepping when you hear R. Kelly. Step, stop.
I just said, bro, I ain't stepping.
Round and round.
Because the first
step for like it, bring it back.
He was a musical genius. So y'all okay?
No, that's not what I was going to say. Listen,
oh my God.
Listen.
What he's trying to do is, this show called Calling the
Wolf. R. Kelly is sick. He trying to get somebody caught up, and he the one caught. Hey, Lexi, you the one caught in the web.
Lexi, if I take your phone right now, you telling me ain't no R. Kelly in it? Because I know he got R. Kelly in here. I ain't going to look at his phone. You telling me ain't no R. Kelly in your phone?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, okay? I got a mixed playlist in my title. On my title app, I got a playlist, but it's specifically... for my grandmother.
Go ahead, show it to him.
So I got four.
You got
four. It's a Twista song with R. Kelly.
Feature R. Kelly.
So sexy.
You tonight. You didn't know that was R. Kelly on there?
It says feature R. Kelly, fool. What's wrong with him?
So you didn't know that was R. Kelly on the hook?
I was just saying, if you go into my title app, you will see that I have a playlist that is specifically curated for my grandmother, my great grandmother who passed, and she loved R. Kelly. If she was still alive today, she would be highly upset with all of this stuff, with him being in jail. Yeah, like. But she loved R. Kelly, and I love her. And so it was a couple of songs on there of her favorite R. Kelly songs that I just so happened to put on there. Now, do I listen to that playlist often?
Hey,
no.
What you're saying is you didn't cancel R. Kelly. All right, y'all. It's time to end Caught in the Web. We want to thank y'all for tuning in.
We ended it.
Go ahead and let them know.
We just scratched the surface.
Go ahead, Rob. Let them know where they can find you.
What's good, man? It's your boy, Rob Wilkes, a.k.a. LR. You can find me at Robert Wilkes at Facebook. My Snapchat is in my profile. It's capital L, capital A-R-E at Snapchat. I mean, SoundCloud, man. Come follow your boy.
Whatever, man.
Go ahead. Let them know where they can find you.
Man, I have so many outlets. Okay, so I have Instagram. That's queen_A1_since-day-1. That's one of them. Then I have Drea Drips.
That's the one everybody want to know about. Would you stop?
Drea Drips.
Just one. Just I'm tired of y'all just in with like several
because
different
I got, because
I don't
got,
care.
Don't be mad at me because I got talent. Okay, I got to tell you, if you want to hear the poetry side of me, you can find me at Rebellious Queen Poetry, okay? And if you want to see the sexy side of me, you can follow me at Drea_Drip, okay?
If you tip it right.
Oh, and I got Snapchat, but that all kind of falls hand in hand.
Y'all know where to find me at.
I guess. And of course, we're going to end the show, especially with your boy Big Web, your new favorite new, your Kappa favorite Kappa. AKA Webito, AKA Big Sexy. You can find me on Facebook, Daryl Big Web Webster. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat under Condition 1911. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, New World. Hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to remind y'all this is a what? Pion Media production.
Huh? Let them know.
Yes.
What,
Rob? Your opportunity.
Our platform and your opportunity.
Yo, y'all just been put on notice. First off, who calls you Webito?
That's my
bro, you